This is Arjun Chatterjee Singh from Housekeeper Report, patient Bridget Walcott. Date of birth is 12-18-1992. Indication procedure was history of ulcerative colitis. This is a yearly colonoscopy. She had a flare-up in October 2022. She is now taking methylamine 1.2 gram four times daily, four tablets a day. She also has anemia. This is a colonoscopy as a screening colonoscopy also and follow it up to the flare. Solution given by Christina Gandhi, Dr. Chandra. If you have a patient with low pressure, pressure on the cardiac and that pressure, pressure colonoscopy is biopsy. Instrument to lymphocyte colonoscopy, pressure and finding the sign of the patient, patient with low pressure. Obtain a gift, which means for rectum, 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 colon, flat. This blood pressure and colon, blood pressure, is in my picture. Tell me, God. I don't see any evidence of any ulcerative colitis flare. There were some quiescent colitis noted in the left side, but otherwise a very normal, healthy mucosa throughout the colon, starting from the rectum all the way to the cecum. For the random biopsy, multiple random biopsy were taken, segment, multiple random segmental biopsy were taken throughout the colon, from the cecum, right colon, transit colon, descent colon, sigma colon, and rectum, and they were all set in separate jars. Rectal pressure revealed great intrahepatic bleeding, acid pressure deprivation, a complication, fine colonoscopy, cecum, and the two adequate cup. Number three, no evidence of any ulcerative colitis flare from rectum all the way to the cecum. There were some mild inflammatory changes noted on the left side, but otherwise the mucosa appeared to be very shiny and normal appearing in the rectum and the colon. Random biopsy, random segmental biopsy were taken through the colon, cecum, right colon, trans colon, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum, and they were all set in a separate jar. And number four was gradual intra hemorrhage recognition. Away from the random biopsy, number two, I'll continue the methylamine 1.2 gram four times a day for a couple months and then bring it down to 2.4 gram per day. Number three, blended fiber diet. Number four, recommend check of CBC iron studies, and depending on the iron saturation, modify the iron, iron supplementation. follow up 1-2 weeks and please send the copy to Bishop Primary Care Provider Dr. Tania Berrios and copy to Dr. Param Sari. Then I will recommend you have yearly colonoscopy follow and interview. Please send the copy to patient from KPI Dr. Tanya Berrios and copy Dr. Paul and Sadia for sure. December 15th on 22nd, December 15th on 22nd, patient doctor.